This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, two great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in a coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. To everybody that's working on the Third Watch right now, we want to thank you so much for keeping America rolling along, especially America's truckers. And by the way, during the break, I had a direct message from a trucker who had just pulled in Amarillo. He's been listening to us since he left Albuquerque, New Mexico, headed on over to Dallas. And he said that he agreed with everything we were talking about, and he just wanted to say hello to everybody and truck them safe to all his trucker pals. Now, the other thing is, if you want to follow us, you can do that. It's very simple to do that. The Captain's America Third Watch on Facebook. We're also on MeWe and Gab. We're on Parler at The Captain's America. And don't forget, we've got a Twitter account at Captain's America, and our website is thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. All very simple ways to follow us. And joining us right now, hour number two, on the radio, from California, IA, the professor of politics, living in a wild blue state where nobody knows who's in charge, I don't think, because of the recall, Kyle Warren.
Hey, Captain.
Now, by the way, who is in charge there right now? Because I heard somebody else talk about they might be running for governor in California. We're starting to get these people lining up now.
Well, yes, I do think that it's getting a lot of traction. We see a lot of these things opening up or coming down from the governor's office. This can open up, that can open up. We're going to open up June 15th. I think it's a pretty good direct response to the seriousness that they with which they hold the recall. Yeah.
All right, you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And by the way, we emphasize the two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God. Our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Okay, well, many of you have already heard what Joe Biden had to say. Some of you haven't. I'm going to play a minute 47 seconds of what he said, and then we're going to tear this apart, and we're going to add to it because there's some news coming out of Tennessee and Arizona that you also need to know about pertaining to guns, and it's good news for a change. Here we go.
Nothing I'm about to recommend in any way impinges on the Second Amendment. They're phony arguments suggesting that these are Second Amendment rights at stake in what we're talking about. But no amendment to the Constitution is absolute. You can't yell crowd. You can't yell fire in a crowded movie theater. We call it freedom of speech. From the very beginning, you couldn't own any weapon you wanted to own. From the very beginning of the Second Amendment existed, certain people weren't allowed to have weapons. So the idea is just bizarre to suggest that some of the things we're recommending are contrary to the Constitution. Gun violence in this country is an epidemic. Let me say it again. Gun violence in this country is an epidemic, and it's an international embarrassment. You know, we saw it again last night as I was coming to the Oval Office. I got the word that in South Carolina, a physician with his wife, two grandchildren, and a person working at his house was gunned down, all five. so many people, so many of the people sitting here today know that well, unfortunately. You know, they know what it's like when the seconds change your life forever. I've had the pleasure of getting to meet in awful circumstances many of you who've lost your children, your husbands, your wives. You know, they know what it's like to bury a piece of their soul deep.
All right, I'm going to stop it right there because he just babbles on for a couple seconds and really doesn't say much of anything. But, Kyle, let me get to the great news coming out of Tennessee and Arizona. You ready?
Absolutely.
In lieu of all this, what we just heard Joe Biden say, Tennessee has become the latest state which will soon allow most adults 21 years and older to carry handguns without first clearing a background check and training after Governor Bill Lee signed the measure into law. Now, they will have to eventually have a background check, and they will eventually have to have training. But initially, if you're already grandfathered in, guess what? You're good to go. Just strap the gun to your hip and walk down the street, and we'll see what that does in places like, oh, I don't know, Memphis, Tennessee.
Well, right. Again, as we see, Captain, over the last year, especially last summer, we see increases in crime. We see increases in public safety issues mm-hmm. that could occur at any moment. Mm-hmm. So what does it mean now yep. if you have people who can protect themselves?
Now, there are 31 red states out there, folks. That means red states means it's controlled by the governor. The state legislature run the state. They're Republican-controlled. And yesterday, Arizona Governor Ducey signed a bill to block the new federal gun laws. There is going to be more of that in these red states, and Joe Biden and his gun law can go pound salt. Watch and see.
Well, you know, Captain, one of the reasons why the president went and did this as a as executive orders and made the speech that he made is because they know that they can't get this kind of stuff through legislatively. Mm-hmm. It would go on literally forever. It would be undoable for the most part. So what he's trying to do, obviously, is create this notion that, number one, there's a public health crisis going on. Yeah. And, Captain, when he tries to use that kind of terminology, we immediately start thinking about what's been happening with COVID. That's where they want to go with this so they can do more executive orders.
All right. Well, when we come back, we're going to get into Stacey Abrams and what she did to Georgia. And we're going to explain it again to all you folks in Georgia that don't quite understand what your gal pal over there, Stacey Abrams, did to you. Unbelievable, but it's true. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
And there he is, that masked man that you hear on Tuesdays and Thursdays, hour number four. And you hear his Edward's Notebook then, too. And you'll also hear it on the weekend show, Tomato. So there you go. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Auto Glass America. And you know, folks, in the times that we're currently living in, somebody needs to give you a break. And I will tell you, with Florida Comprehensive Insurance, Auto Glass America will give you a guaranteed $100 put right in the palm of your hand when you get your windshield replaced after you tell them me, moi, the Captain, Matt Bruce, sent you. That's how simple it is. Now, they'll handle the insurance claim, come to your home or office to do the job. You get a lifetime warranty, $100 put right in the palm of your hand at the time of the service. So if you need a windshield, if it's chipped or cracked, anybody, Tampa, Sarasota, Orlando, Fort Myers, Lakeland, other surrounding areas, they're ready to take care of that windshield replacement today. Just give them a call at 813-96-GLASS. That's 813-96-GLASS. And tell them the Captain sent you to get that $100 dropped in the palm of your hand after you get that windshield in your vehicle. And Kyle, what do they always say?
Auto Glass America.
If you say so. All right, let's go to Stacey Abrams because she's making news for all the wrong reasons. There's a new report that's come out of Atlanta. Now, you folks up there in Atlanta, you already know this because you're there and you've heard this. Georgia's Stacey Abrams actually went to Major League Baseball herself in New York City and pushed the move of the Georgia All-Star Game as well as the Major League Baseball draft. And she also wanted Major League Baseball to boycott her state. Don't play any games in Georgia until after this voting law was rescinded.
Yes. This
now,
is what we're
now, the national people are hearing this for the first time, but the people in Georgia heard it yesterday. Now, did you hear me say they wanted no baseball games to be played in the state of Georgia? That means no Atlanta Braves home games.
That's right. Yeah, that's in other words, they were going for the gusto on this, as far as they
could
push it. Yeah, exactly.
She is the one that is directly behind all of this, folks, Stacey Abrams. And backing her and right on her coattail was Senator Warnock.
Senator Warnock.
Warnie Warnock.
Well, again,
what a dope.
Well, no kidding. Well, bringing in the politics again into baseball could be a real double whammy against America's favorite pastime, Captain. I don't think that the fans are part of this. I don't think the players are part of this. We understand.
Some of the players are.
So, well, some of them may be, but on the whole, I think the players want to play ball.
That's
right. And they had a terrible, terrible time last year. We're seeing some good things happen in baseball early on here in the season. Things are off to a good start. But politicizing everything in our society is becoming the go-to move for people like Stacey Abrams. And so, again, dividing us like this is simply not helping. That's putting it mildly.
Okay, and now, folks, it's time for one of those world-famous Circle Back segments, because Jen Psaki, not the drink, is back in the news.
Circle Back!
Oh, my goodness. There they are in the kitchen again, banging the soups and pans. Jeez, I'm telling you. I don't know. I got to find the guy that did that. That's all there is to it. All right, well, Jen Psaki, the gift that keeps on giving, has refused to say whether or not Joe Biden thinks that the reconciliation should be the order of the day to replace regular order in the Senate. In other words, if you want to do something, just go in there, reconcile it, because you'll probably get the parliamentarian to say, oh, yes, that's okay, go ahead.
Oh, yes, Captain. Definitely, whenever they could use it, they will want to use it. They found a formula now where they can get things put through. And why do they have to do that? Because they understand that their policies are not popular with the American people. But where's President Unity in all this, Captain? Where, I thought he was going to go. Remember he talked to George Stephanopoulos and said, I've got to go get the votes. I'm going to get the votes. And all that was just a bunch of hooey.
Well, President Unity's in the basement at the bowling alley.
I suppose so. Mm-hmm. I suppose so. But what it shows, though, again, it means that the Democrat Party elite, on whomever's running the show here, they know that they have but a short time before 2022 rolls around, and they're trying to really accelerate the fundamental change of the United States of America.
All right. Now, we talked about Ron DeSantis in the last hour, correct?
Oh, yeah.
Well, here's another Ron DeSantis story that you're going to hear probably first right here, right now. New polls are showing that the 60 Minutes hit piece done on Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has now pushed him into the top front runner position in some of the presidential polls for 2024. Way to go, 60 Minutes.
Well, no kidding. And of course, what the people perceive out of this, Captain, is that if they're coming after Ron DeSantis the way that they're doing now, he must be onto something, right?
Look at Florida.
Right.
Look at Florida. Look at our economy, number one. Look at our tourism, number two. Look at our weather, number three. Look at the fact there's no state income tax, number four. And, oh, by the way, did I tell you COVID is under control down here?
That's right. Yeah.
And we're doing better and better and better, and we are going to reach herd immunity within the next month or two. Make no mistake about it. And I'm talking about full herd immunity.
Well, right, right. And again, the left-wing folks in the media and so forth, they do see and they perceive that Ron DeSantis, Governor DeSantis, as I said, is onto something.
All right. Well, we got a couple of police stories. One is a little bit different than the other. I'm going to start with the city of brotherly love, Philadelphia. Now, the president of the police union in Philadelphia spoke out yesterday and said that the city of Philadelphia is not safe with their district attorney, Mr. Krasner, in office, because he's another guy similar to this weirdo that you got out there in Los Angeles, California, letting the bad guys go.
Well, that's right. Yeah, that's Gascon here in the L.A. area. But again, you know, we've seen this, talk about fundamental transformation of how these DAs view crime, how they talk about it, how they plan to do anything about it. And it just seems, Captain, to be the absolute opposite of any kind of common sense you could ever come up with. I mean, this is really something, and it may be some kind of political thing, a feel-good political ideology, but we're seeing the results in real time.
Now, there's probably going to be an up temp in sales of life insurance for the so-called park rangers in the city of Portland, Oregon, because Portland, Oregon has approved a plan to spend about $6 million to fight gun violence. Sounds good on its merit, right?
Right.
But they're going to spend $1.4 million to add more unarmed patrols, a.k.a. park rangers is what they're being called. How the hell is this going to work out when somebody unarmed with a radio and a clipboard shows up and a computer, maybe a laptop or something, or maybe a tablet, shows up where somebody's wielding a gun? What do you think they're going to do?
Well, if they have a clipboard, I suppose they could throw the clipboard at somebody, and I'm not trying to be super funny.
Do you think for 1 second they're not going to get shot, wounded, or killed, and this is going to cause the mortality rate for the, quote, park rangers to drastically rise in the city of Portland, Oregon? What a bunch of stupidity.
It really is. And there's a reason, Captain, and you know as well as I do, there's a reason why the police have to carry weapons. That is the ultimate, fallback position where they have to enforce the law or protect the innocent. And you can't do that as an unarmed person carrying a clipboard.
And this is the damnedest thing I think I've ever heard, and I posted on Facebook yesterday. I forget exactly the way that I worded it, but I said, does anyone other than me think that this is going to lead to more deaths?
Well, it certainly, and most unfortunately, I mean, that seems to be where this would go, because anybody who has any experience who's ever seen what happens when police roll up on these different kinds of problems that they're called in to come into, you know, somebody can go crazy. They have a weapon. Yeah. They're on drugs. Yeah. I mean, whatever it might be, they've got to handle it.
And again, we want to go back to the fact that there's no amendment to the Constitution that's absolute, according to our new dictator, Joseph B. Bidensky. Or whatever you want to call him. I mean, I was going to try to give him a Russian name, but that's as close as I could come. That's Polish. Sorry, all my Polish friends.
Well, but again, by saying that, and, you know, no amendments absolute, and these kinds of things.
Tell that to the founding fathers.
Well, exactly. They
and, what
had
is it, and what does it take to overturn an amendment?
Well, I think it takes 2/3 majority of the state.
And another amendment.
Yeah.
Or you don't want the one that's in there, whatever.
Well, right, exactly. But the idea that somehow now the constitutional, our Bill of Rights is somehow not immutable in the grand sense, it should be very scary to anybody who heard what the president was talking about today. That's their viewpoint. They tell you what your rights are.
Well, I heard Jay Sekulow come out and say that they are getting ready to sue the pants off the Biden administration for some of the comments made yesterday, and that's a good thing. Hold that thought, Kyle. Folks, we're coming right back with more to Captain's America Third Watch. And when we come back, Amazon, are they going union? I'll tell you.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative.
According to the Wall Street Journal, the new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one business book in the world. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. 2-time national best-selling author and owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold firm in the country. We help investors put physical metals inside their IRAs. My first book, Gold is a Better Way, sparked a movement. My new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one book in the country. I believe every investor should own physical metals. It's why I'm giving away my best-selling book to anyone with an IRA with over $100,000 for free. Call 800-900-8000 to get the bestseller, The Great Devaluation, sent directly to your door. That's 800-900-8000. The new decision is now obvious. Don't you deserve to do it with the best? Call 800-900-8000 for your free book today. That's 800-900-8000.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The latest in a string of mass shootings. A gunman has opened fire at a cabinet-making company in Bryan, Texas. One person is dead and several are wounded, including a state trooper who was shot while pursuing the suspect.
The suspect shot at our trooper. Our trooper was shot. He has been life-flighted to St. Joseph's Hospital in Bryan.
Officer Craig Cummings said the suspect is in custody. It happened the same day that President Biden announced some executive actions to take on gun control. He said the issue is a public health crisis.
Enough prayers. Time for some action.
The president also pushed Congress to move forward on some issues he promised as a candidate.
The Senate should immediately pass three House-passed bills to close loopholes that allow gun purchasers to bypass the background checks.
This is USA Radio News.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now. Book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's
you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
All righty, in this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch, brought to you by our friends over at the Stem Cell Patch Company, and here you go.
Hi, folks, it's the Captain here. I want you to check out the Stem Cell Activation Patch that will do wonders. Give them a call, 727-776-4552. Better, safe, more energy, improved skin, and increased health with a money-back guarantee. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Call 727-776-4552 for the Stem Cell Activation Patch that will do wonders, and tell them the Captain sent you. That's 727-776-4552.
Yeah, buddy, and I'll tell you what, I got one of those things just below my shirt line in the back of my neck, dead center right now, with my spinal column because I was having some, I don't know what, I had lifted something and did something the wrong way. I was carrying some heavy stuff around over the weekend, and my shoulders kind of got tightened on me, and my back bothered me a little bit, and I put that up there, and the pain went away. It's that simple. And this was even taking relief factor. I had that problem up there. So it's working. I know that much. And I'm going to keep it up there for the rest of the week, and then I'll take it off. But in the meantime, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, U.S. regulators have started to tally the votes in the Amazon employee unionization vote. Now, you have the results of one state, and I believe that's what, Alabama?
One of the Alabama warehouses that is voting for unionization or voting on the issue of unionization. What happened, Captain? They were counting the ballots on Thursday. They have ceased counting the ballots for the night. They'll start back up later today on Friday. But out of the votes that have been cast so far, we understand that out of all this, 3,215 ballots have been cast. Now, that's roughly about 55% of the eligible workers who could have cast a ballot in this. As it stands right now, as of Thursday night, what we're told is that 1,100 of the votes were against the unionization, and 463 were votes in support. So we're going to see how this continues to flesh out as Friday moves along, if they're able to complete the counting. But that's where it stands right now as of early Friday morning.
And we have several thousand employees here at not only the aircraft facility, which is now over at Lakeland's Linder Airport, plus the smaller one that they have for the bigger planes in Tampa, and then the truck facility that's there as well. And then the delivery trucks, the smaller delivery trucks, are actually over in my backyard, parked right across the street from me over at Derby Downs, the old dog track, which is no longer racing dogs. But they've got probably a couple hundred of those little Amazon vans over there.
Yep.
Yeah, so there you go. So it'll be interesting to see what happens. But this is just one state, folks. This isn't all of them. So California, I suppose, is going to vote to be union. Just my thought, but what do I know? But we'll see what happens. But here's my prediction. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Democrats can't stand three words. You know what it is?
What's that?
Right to work.
Right to work, yeah.
The right to work states are going to shoot this thing down. Watch and see.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's just my thought. Okay, well, amidst the high unemployment and unprecedented surge of illegal immigrants, the GOP wants to extend the foreign worker visa plan. Pretty simple thing to do if they can get the votes, right?
Yep.
But in the meantime, if you're illegal, Kyle, and you want to go to New York State, there is a proposal Governor Cuomo came up with yesterday. He wants to give all the illegals in New York State, because they've been forgotten about and everything that's been done, a one-time payment of $15,000. You heard me right.
Wow. Well, first of all, if you're an undocumented person that's come in the country, you don't have any documents, you're quote-unquote illegal. How do you show that, how do they determine who to give the checks to? Do you just walk up and say, I'm an illegal alien?
Can I stop you dead in your tracks right now?
Yeah.
What part of the word illegal don't you understand? You don't get anything.
Well, exactly.
Nothing.
That's what I mean to say.
You get sent back.
Well, I agree. But what I'm saying is that if they're going to give out the checks, what's to stop everybody from just lining up and saying, yeah, I don't have any documentation. I'd like my $15,000 check, you know. And by the way, I don't know, could you deposit that check or cash it without an ID?
No.
That's not
hell
true.
No.
Yeah.
No. No. All right. Well, hold that thought. Okay. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yes. Good morning, Captain. Kyle, good morning. This is Elliot from Wesley Chapel. If you can give me 60 seconds, Captain.
I'll give you 61 seconds. Go ahead.
Thanks. You know, so much attention on the southern border. You know, less attention at points of origin. Brazil, Colombia is the gateway for the world to travel to Central America. Now, onto the American borders. Republican journalists need to travel to Brazil, Colombia, pair up with journalists who are covering the cartels extensively from point A. It is necessary. Biden says they come from Central America. That's a lie. Cartels are moving humans through Brazil into Colombia, Central America to the border. The raw footage is needed when you play back footage of Biden's blunders. Americans will see cartels funneling hundreds of thousands a day through a jungle trail in and through Brazil, Colombia. Captain, not to hold you up too much, on Saturday night, I was peeling through cable channels. I landed on a Spanish channel that was live in Brazil, showing a jungle with canopies on top. You can see it's a jungle trail, and hundreds of thousands of people just moving through there, and it's very hostile. That's what I was able to see. I've seen it with my own eyes. America, send our journalists down to Brazil, and let's get that footage on Biden. Let's call him a bone-faced liar. Thank you very much.
All right, and I'm aware of what he's talking about because I did see that, and I was getting ready to talk about it with Denise, which I probably will when she comes on, because this is very important, and people don't understand that South America now has become the big supply chain. It's not those three countries that we're aware of in Central America. And, oh, by the way, the Trump administration did have our people down there curtailing that, remember?
That's right, yep.
And they were able to do that because they were telling him and said, okay, we'll sign you up down here. We'll get you checked out down here, this, that, and all that other stuff, and you'll have to wait your turn.
Well, you know, Captain, but that, unfortunately, doesn't fly with the Democrat Party.
No.
Because
come on
that's,
up. Come
exactly.
On up. Yep.
Well, that's an organized mm-hmm. system that Trump mm-hmm. was putting into place.
All
what
right.
they want is chaos.
All right. Here comes some more chaos. The New York Post yesterday posted a story about the Biden family and their income tax return. In 2013, 14, 15, and even as recent as 2019, the family paid $13 million, got $13 million in income, then routed that income into their S corporations where there was no Social Security taken out, no federal income tax was paid, and they paid at a much lower level, 21%, than what they would have had to have paid had they done it on a personal level at $13 million. That is just now coming out. Nobody knows about it unless they've read the New York Post.
Well, right. Well, again, I mean, are you surprised about any of this
of course
kind of
not.
Stuff with the Bidens? Just
of course not.
Par for the course.
No. Now, the other thing is that the Fed's Chairman Powell says the USA is nearing full reopening to a totally different economy. Well, sure.
Well, that's right. And, you know, Captain, people wanted to get back to normal, but what we've had is we've had some of these so-called learned economists
yep.
telling us, no, this is a time to redo the economy.
Yeah, and we have a whole bunch of scientists now, remember, follow the science,
mm-hmm.
a whole bunch of scientists now calling for a brand new COVID-19 origins probe with or without China.
If we don't know where this thing really came from, if
we know where it came from.
Well, but demonstrably,
and we know who helped it along too, little Dr. Fauci, NIH.
Well, right, but it's good. I mean, we need to have at least a very open discussion of what this, the origins of this, really were, because otherwise, Captain, I think that we could suffer the same kind of fate again, and let the chips fall where they may.
Yeah, and. By the way, folks, if you were thinking we were going to have a really great summer coming up, for those of you that live in the area, the USA faces a 65% chance of above normal hurricanes during the 2021 season. That came out yesterday, so be prepared.
Yep, be prepared, absolutely.
Time to stock up is now.
Well, that's right, and there's so many different practical things you can do. So when they do say either get out or the storm is coming, you're ready, and don't be caught unawares.
Yep, and I got my nice new shiny generator all set up and ready to go.
Good.
Yep.
Excellent.
Now, the Ford Motor Company, will wrap this up, said that they're going to halt the additional U.S. auto production in some of their plants due to a chip shortage, more people being laid off.
That's true.
All right.
Very sad.
Hold the fort. Folks, we're coming right back with more with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, as we continue along here. The Truckers Highway and Byway Report. We're going to do it when we come back. Don't go nowhere.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yay! And you're listening to me, and that was Donna Fiducia, and she's up there in Carrollton, Georgia. She and her husband run the Double D Ranch up there. Check them out. They stable horses, and they also teach you how to ride, as well as if you want to be competitive in the equestrian line, as well as the western type riding, they can do all of that too. All right, this portion of the program brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J truck stops, largest in the country. All you got to do is truck on in there during our shift, the third watch. Tell them that you were listening to me, the Captain's America Third Watch. Get yourself a free hot cup of coffee, just like our pal Phil did when he trucked down into Amarillo, trucking over there to Dallas from Albuquerque, and he told him he was listening to Captain. He got himself a free cup of coffee. All righty, here we go. We're going to take a dash back to 1972. 1972, and that is an original performance on American Bandstand when he introduced that song to America in Philadelphia. Stevie Wonder, what'd you think there, Kyle?
Oh, yeah, that's one of the greats. And the horn arrangement on that, too, is just stellar. Ahead of
and did
time.
You hear the bass guitar in that?
Yep, absolutely.
Holy smokes. I mean, it phenomenal, phenomenal.
Yep.
That was back in the day when music was music. And you could dance to it.
Right.
You weren't looking like you were throwing a fit or something. You were actually dancing to it, having a good old time. Oh, and by the way, those miniskirts. God love the miniskirts.
Yep.
Oh, yes, I'm dating myself. But then again, who cares? Those were the fun days, and nobody gave a damn, all right? All right, let's go. You ready?
Absolutely.
A cold front will renew threats for severe storms from the Arklatex region into the deep south. Storms may produce damaging winds, large and damaging hail, a couple of tornadoes along the way, and heavy rain that could cause flash flooding. Now, there is a fire weather threat that remains critical in the southwest, intermountain west, and into the plains. Meanwhile, coming down from Alaska is a big-time Arctic air cold front with a bunch of strong winds already starting to affect parts of the northern states. Take it away, Kyle.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, we have had some changes in the last hour. Here in Southern California, a lot of that wind advisory that headed on down south of Orange County, down to San Diego, that's starting to disappear. I think a lot of it's supposed to go away as we head into the early morning hours in the Southern California area. So if you're coming up 15, you might have some residuals of that if you're in the Hesperia area. Also, up in Southern Oregon, we still have that freeze warning near Medford and Grants Pass. Also, you've got the fire weather warning continuing in central Utah, and this popped in as well. Wind advisory, this right around Pocatello, Idaho on I-15, also where I-86 is there, I-84 as well. You've got that wind watch heading up through Idaho Falls all the way up through Rexburg, so be careful. Wind advisory up in northeastern Montana tonight. Winter weather advisory on I-90. This is in southern Montana and northern Wyoming in the Wyola, also the Sheridan area there in Wyoming, so be careful of that. And we also have fire weather warning south of Colorado Springs tonight. And as our trucker friend chimed in earlier, coming across I-40, looks like through Albuquerque, fire weather warning tonight.
All right, well, let's go right up to North Dakota because we've got some conditions that are going to deteriorate here over the next day. We could be talking about snow tomorrow night up in there, but right now you've got winds, you've got colder temperatures coming in. There is a possibility for snow because right there in Rapid City, South Dakota, you do have snow, and it's starting. And there's a little small area where they just filled in one county with a winter storm warning in the higher elevations right there on I-90, so be careful. And the northern part of South Dakota tonight, definitely going to have some issues. Minnesota, the central part of Minnesota, you've got some dense fog advisories. Also up around Minneapolis, St. Paul, going up towards Duluth, dense fog advisories. Up in the northwestern corner of West Wisconsin, as you're crossing over into Minnesota, dense fog advisory up there. We've got some gale warnings along Lake Michigan, northern Michigan tonight. We also have some unsavory weather along the Gulf where we have fog now that's just shown up from the border, Brownsville, all the way up to Galveston, Texas, along the border, but it's or along the Gulf Coast. But it's right there, right along the coast. So unless you're driving right up along the coastal highway down there, you won't have any issues. However, there is some wind warning today for winds picking up. And by the way, we are going to get in the Arklatex region, Arkansas, Louisiana, Texas, big time thunder boomers starting up. Could be a tornado or two in there. Please be careful. Okay, Kyle, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
Talk to you tonight.
Sounds good.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, and we go right to the telephone line. And Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Hello, hello, how are you?
Good morning.
Yep, it's all of that, too. By the way, I'm going to start something, get it over real quick here, because we got a lot to talk about, especially when it comes to Biden and all his nonsense. But it looks like Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is going to have another group that he can sue, as YouTube now has censored him for challenging the COVID-19 roundtable lockdown consensus with the facts of Florida. Nobody wants to hear, at least on YouTube, about the facts in Florida. But this also happened, Denise, as Florida just sued the Biden administration over the cruise ban.
DeSantis was holding a round table with several experts to get some facts going on the ability to reopen the cruise lines.
Yep.
And he had several, you know, doctors and experts there. And that is what, I guess, was uploaded to YouTube that, you know, some schmuck over at YouTube thought that it wasn't good enough and violated some kind of something or other. And so they took it down.
Yeah, well, you know, these are facts being rendered by other people other than the government, and they just don't want anybody else to have their own facts.
Well, I guess at some point I would be challenging YouTube, otherwise known as Google,
sure,
to which experts do they have that are more important than those that, you know.
Yeah.
Medicine in the medical field is all about discussions and trials and, you know, looking at data and whatnot. So, I don't know. It'll be interesting.
Yeah.
But, you know, DeSantis is trying real hard to save an industry that not only affects Florida, but it affects, you know, the whole industry itself.
Anybody along the ocean with a seaport, you betcha. All right, hold that thought. Folks, I'm coming right back with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. We'll be back with more after the top of the hour news, and your stations get a chance to identify themselves and pay some of their bills. When we come back, yep, we're going to talk a little bit more about Joe Biden from a different angle when it comes to the guns. I'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, everyone. Thank you so much for joining the call. I appreciate it. I'm going to turn it right over to the president.
Tehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.